Welcome to the Laura Clary Podcast. It's a podcast with Laura Clary. Welcome to the Laura Clary Podcast.
And we are off.
Are we off or are we on?
We're on.
You just said we're off.
I mean, we're off like when horses race. And they're off.
But we're not horses.
Speak for yourself.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Why the long face?
You a horse.
Yeah. I'm a horse.
You a goddamn horse.
I'm a horsey.
What is it? What
horse's
is it?
Penis. Horsey, horsey. Horsey's penis.
What is a gay horsey? Hey.
What? I know that one.
That's funny.
It is funny.
Welcome to the Laura Clary Podcast, everyone.
Oh, these levels are looking good.
Oh, yeah, these levels. Oh, yeah. Oh.
A polar bear. I was trying to think ever since you said that story about hay. A polar bear goes into a bar and he says, can I have a vodka and...
Tonic?
Tonic, please. And the barman says... Why the huge paws?
That's funny. I ruined it though. Sorry.
You stepped in there.
I ruined your joke. I hate that.
Ruined my jokies.
How did Hitler tie his shoes?
I don't know.
A little Nazis. Oh. So wait, I had something to say.
Was it another joke?
No. What were we talking about right before the joke?
Craigslist?
No. I hate when it slips my mind.
Levels?
No.
Oh, off? Are you off?
There's possibly nothing worse than when you have something good to say and you're like really excited to say it and you're like, ooh, I'm just going to like finish this conversation and then I'm going to bam, hit him with this awesome thing to say and then it's gone. It's just completely gone.
Penises.
Why?
I don't know. That's what I think when something goes wrong. Penises.
Mm. Or piss and tits, you say.
Yeah, a cock, bloody cock bastard shit.
I hope your parents listen to this. I really do.
I would get a smack if they heard this.
It's true.
Bum shit tit fuck wank.
Okay. Why?
I don't know.
Why are you doing this? So guys, our last week's episode was our most downloaded episode we've ever had.
Yeah.
So I feel like we're really like figuring out what the show is. And,
Thank you guys.
It's very much trial and error and just kind of, I like that this podcast has just really just been about doing what the hell we want to do and then, but seeing what sticks. That's kind of what we've done, what I've been doing with my career for the last couple of years.
It's yeah. Just,
kind of experimenting and seeing what hits and what doesn't. But anywho, what happened today? What happened this week, actually? What's going on with us? Got a facial today. That's really just like a woman scraping your face.
Oh, I liked it.
It's horrible. Why do you like facials?
It's relaxing.
How is it relaxing when they're extracting stuff from your face?
Is that what they do? I can't
remember.
Well,
they just like scrape... Like, my forehead is completely fucking clear, and she's just, like, scraping at it.
Jesus Christ!
And it's, like, red. Is it red still?
That doesn't sound like a facial. Red? I don't think you had a facial.
Is it still red? It's a facial. It's a hydrating facial, is what
they call
it.
Sounds like you were beaten up by a woman.
Seriously?
Yeah. It's red, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like horrible. I don't like facials, those facials, do you?
I haven't had one for years.
Oh, you're fucking sick. That's really sick. No,
that is sick.
You know exactly why. I'll tell you guys why. Because guess what? Last time Steven got a facial.
Oh, no.
It was with another lady's vag juices.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I don't remember that happening in a facial ever.
Well, whatever. His ex-girlfriend was a facialist and she's the one. Oh, and this is how savage and disgusting Stephen was before we met and he settled down.
Oh, great.
So
here we go.
He was dating a girl. And then the girl, and then the girl said, "Oh, you should go to my facialist." Oh, I remembered what I was going to say. Sex calls. Don't let me forget. I remembered. Oh, you should go to my facialist. You should. You'd love her. So he was like, "All right, sure." Went there, fucking started dating the facialist.
Wait a minute.
So now he's dating the facialist and her friend. How fucked up is that, Stephen Hilton?
I was a very confused gentleman at that point in my life.
And how did that, because I'm sure it imploded in some horrific, dramatic way. Yeah, so please break it down for us. How did that go down? Who found out? How did it all go to...
I don't want to talk about this.
No, I want to talk about this.
No.
We're talking about
no.
it. No. And I'm sure the listeners want to hear about this. Well,
I'm very what uncomfortable.
Happened?
Nothing.
Tell me, who found out about who?
I think the first one found out about the second one.
How?
I think the second one might have told the first one. Oh, this is terrible. What if this...
And did their friendship remain?
Yes, I think so. I don't think it was
Did they
good.
Both... Were they... Did they both call you and say, like, screw you, you're seeing both of us?
No.
No?
No, I carried on seeing...
So number two carried on.
Yes. Only for a little while, though.
And number two was like, remember that guy you sent me? Well...
Yeah.
We're kind of dating.
Yes, I think that's
And then
what
the
happened.
First one was like, what? Wait, was the first one the model?
No, I don't want to go into who
Come
the
on,
first
was
one was.
The...
No, no, I really don't.
Oh, I know who. That singer.
No, no, don't, please.
That
no,
singer.
No, no.
Allie, what's
don't,
her name?
Don't say
She's
that.
She's a famous singer, you guys.
Yeah, well, don't go into it on the public.
What's her name again?
I'm not going to say.
Allie something. What? No. Go look her up. She's got like reddish hair.
And then I went
I met her actually at Moby's house. You guys know that musician
did.
Moby?
You
well,
did,
Steven's friends with Moby. So we go to this Hollywood party at Moby's like castle. It used to be Madonna's house.
Yeah, it did.
And
he
it
bought
was
it from
up
Madonna.
In the hills. He bought it from Madonna. He's since moved to like a... More,
I don't know. He's in Silver Lake. I don't know. I haven't
he's
been to
his He's at some like very chill little place now.
Yeah, he's
like,
got a room like with just a piano in it and nothing
yeah,
else.
Yeah. Yeah, he's like very minimalist now to the point where he's, you know.
He doesn't have anything in his house.
No, at all. He sleeps on the floor.
Well, I don't know about
No,
that.
We don't
Maybe.
Know about that. But so anyways.
I like him. He's lovely.
Yeah, he's lovely. So Moby invites us over to a party and there she
oh,
is,
yes.
Steven's ex, the one that introduced her to the facialist that he began banging. And giving her a facial, if you know what I mean.
Oh, my God.
So, fucking, I was like, oh, but I wasn't mad, though, because obviously I didn't even know you then.
No.
So, but we did say hi, and it was, like, slightly awkward, I would say.
She was nice.
And then I remember her swimming suit came undone, and I noticed, and
That's
I was like,
right.
hey, your top's going to fall off.
That's
and she was
right.
like, oh, my God, will you help me? And I, like, tied her top. For her.
That's right.
So that was nice.
That was nice.
And Steven's just like, while this is happening, just like, oh, Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ.
A little bit uncomfortable.
Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God. Because did she probably still hate you?
No. Oh, so you saw she was nice.
But you said she said you reminded her of her ex.
Yes.
And so that was an issue because.
English musician.
Right. So she's like, ah, he was an asshole. And then you kind of turn out to be an asshole. So she was right.
No, that's not even true.
It is.
I was nice. I was a nice young man. I was newly single and just...
You were dating.
Yes.
That's Yeah, you were dating.
Thank you. Just dating.
You're welcome.
Yeah. And then, yeah.
And then what?
And then that the... Then... No, that didn't last very long anyway.
So the facials didn't last long.
No.
How many
didn't last
dates?
Long. Maybe three? Or
what
four.
Happened on the third or fourth?
One thing I remember about about that is that she had her house was very close to the house. She lived in an apartment and it was really close to the apartment to another apartment.
Yeah.
And you could hear exactly what the people in the other apartment
okay
their whole life you could hear it really
is
clearly.
That why you broke up with
no
him?
It was just weird that's
you
one
were
thing.
Like look you're wonderful you really are you're a great person with a great heart
I can't remember what happened
but your
with
neighbors
at all.
I can't
No, I broke it off nicely. I said, I remember.
So you broke it off.
I said very nicely. I said, I've only just got divorced and I'm in a, you know, in a weird place and I'm not ready to go into another relationship. I remember I was very, very.
But what was the real reason?
That was it.
Cut the bullshit. Cut the bullshit.
That was it.
Cut the bullshit.
That was the real reason.
What was the real reason?
That was the real reason.
Cut the real. Give me the real reason. Cut the bullshit.
Well, that was the reason. That was the reason.
I just keep saying cut the bullshit for an hour. Cut the bullshit.
That was the reason.
But really, though, it's because you didn't want to commit to one woman.
I didn't. I was just newly out of a long-term thing.
But you must have known that she wasn't the one.
Yes, I did.
So there you go.
There you go.
But you're not going to say that to her.
No.
You're not going to say, I know that you're not the one.
That's rude. That would hurt someone's feelings.
Exactly.
Well, I'm sure some people do say that.
Yeah, I kind of agree with you. It's like, why hurt their feelings like that? Yet, I don't know. This is an interesting question, guys. I would love to hear your thoughts on this. When someone's breaking up with you, do you want the cold, hard truth? Or do you want it to be sort of, you know, nicely put, maybe not everything? I think I would want the nice breakup, even if it's not. I'm not going to say you're not my person because.
Wait.
What?
What happened with your sister and that guy? And he was like, can we just say it was.
Oh, look at you just transferring over the conversation. Let's move out of Steven and his exes and move to Colleen. Yes. So Colleen.
But that's a funny story.
So my sister, like, is one of those rigorously honest, just has no idea how to sugarcoat things. And this guy tried to kiss her once and she didn't want to. And, oh man, what happened? She's like, no. And he goes, it's not the right time. And she goes, no, that's not it. And he's like, let's just say it's not the right time.
Oh, I thought she said, I don't like you or something.
Oh, yeah, maybe something like that. Yeah.
You're ugly.
No, she said, like, no, I don't want to kiss you. And he was like, it's not the right time. Like, he was trying to get out of it and just, like, minimize his humiliation.
Yes, the poor guy.
And just say, like, it's not the right time. Yes. Knowing full well in his head, he's never going to try again. He's going to move on. But in this moment, let me have some dignity. Just tell me it's not the right time. Maybe that means it's not the right time in life. Just tell me it's not the right time. He's giving her an out.
She wouldn't take it.
And my sister just looks at him. She's like, that's not it. It's because you're a fucking idiot or whatever. She just like basically, and he just looked at her and he was like, can we just say it's not the right time?
That's right.
She was like, but that's not, you know, like she
yeah,
just,
yeah.
She just did not get it.
That's funny.
Yeah. Yeah, she's always been like that. It's funny though, and I respect it.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's that ex. Oh, and then there was the model ex you had.
What is this? The podcast where you just upset me.
Yeah, okay. You had this model ex, gross, and she would go on these trips, you guys, to like Dubai or something. And it was really shady. She'd be like, yeah, my friend has a jet.
That's right.
Or something, and he's flying me to like, I don't know if it was Dubai, but it was like somewhere shady.
It was back from where she was. She went to Italy and she called me from Italy and goes, I'm going to come back to LA. My friend's going to fly me on his plane. I was like, pardon? She goes, yeah, I got this friend. He just flies me around. He's like an old guy, old business guy. And he like flies me around. And I'm like, pardon?
Right.
He just does it. Like if I want something, like he gets it for me. And I was like, pardon?
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it. Yeah. But then since that, I've heard about it happening a lot in LA.
It's very LA.
You know some people that are into
that. I know some people who are into that.
They get like stuff, like old geezers fly do stuff for them.
I think they call them escorts. But
disgusting. Actually, it's probably not disgusting everyone.
It probably is disgusting, but you know, it's. I know people personally who that's happened to.
I shouldn't say disgusting. If you're an escort.
Los Angeles. Okay. Los Angeles is a town
It is.
Los Angeles is a town of old, wealthy men and young, beautiful, financially struggling women who are seeking fame, seeking, you know, fame in modeling, acting, dancing, singing, whatever. And it's hard out here. And so when you're living paycheck to paycheck and you're young and you're beautiful, you're going to get approached by that old sleazy guy or that old sleazy guy's madam or pimp, glorified pimp.
Yeah, tell him what happened with your friend. Some woman came over and said, like, what did she say to her again?
I have a friend who that happened to. And she, this woman came up to her at a club and just said, hey, this man, I'm not going to say his name, he would love to have
throw me under the bus, but you won't say his name. Oh yeah, nice.
I didn't say
you did.
I didn't say their full names.
I have to bleep that out. It's Christina.
It's fine.
Okay.
So she said, yes, this man would like to have a drink with you, and I'll give you $200 to go have a drink with him. And she's thinking, I'm at a club. I'm paying $15 for one drink anyway. Why wouldn't I just go sit with this dude and get paid $200 to sit with him and have a damn drink? So in her mind, it's harmless and it's $200. And then after that drink, the woman comes up and says, you know, this man, she worked for him, obviously, would love to have lunch with you tomorrow. I'll pay you $500 to go have lunch with this man.
Sick.
However it went.
Ugh.
And she's like, fucking, really? Because I needed lunch anyway. And now I'm going to make $500 from this? Absolutely, sign me up. It's weird, but I'll take it. And you guys can only assume what happened. Lunch led to dinner. Dinner led to...
Fisticuffs.
What?
Fisticuffs.
What does that even
mean? I don't even know. Sounds rude though, doesn't it?
It does.
Yeah. Sorry.
Dinner led to fisticuffs. And before you know it, she's, you know, engaging in sexual activity for money, for lots and lots of money. He's paying her rent. He's flying her and her family around the world.
The family?
Oh, yeah. What? Wherever they wanted to go, new car, apartment.
Crazy.
And, you know, but it's like the dignity and self-respect and, you know, I saw the struggle. I saw
that.
And eventually she met another man, you know, a starving artist around her age, and confessed what was going on. And he said, get out. You don't need to do that. We can make it some other way. And she got out and, you know, and got engaged to this other guy. And that was it.
It's got to be hard to get out, though. It must be so difficult if you're used to the certain lifestyle.
And you're used to, like, insane amounts of money. And I don't know. I have never been approached to that. Which
good, wait, sick.
Well, it sounds like for anyone listening that's not in LA, it sounds like, well, yeah, that's not a normal thing. But it actually kind of sort of is a normal thing. I don't know. It's a really crazy, certainly like guys have, you know, asked you to go to lunch.
It's a normal thing for actors, but not everyone in LA. Like, our friends have never had that happen either. Like, normal.
Well, I don't know. We have one friend, you know, who I'm talking about, who's definitely wrapped up in older rich.
Yes!
Older rich.
Oh
dude.
My God, yeah.
Like, really, would you be with this person if he wasn't a millionaire?
Oh my God, but... yes, that's true. Why did you ask me to remind you about sex calls?
Oh, yes. Okay, so early on when I was going, oh, yeah, it reminded me of Maggie Kalacki and I, one of my best friends. We used to call 1-800-BIG-TITS or whatever, and it was so funny. And it'd be like, oh, yeah, you want to talk about my big tits?
I used to call those numbers.
And then you can stick it in.
Yeah.
The credit card, that is. Your credit card, that
is. Yes, I used to do that as well. Didn't you get big, massive phone bills to your house?
Yes.
So then how did that pan out? What happened exactly?
B-I-G. I'm just calling it T-I-T. Yes. I want to say it's 1-800-BIG-TITS. Let's see if it's still in service.
I used to call that number a lot.
1-800-BIG-TITS. The easy access portal to hot girls with really big tits.
Yeah.
Can you give a sexy pic of me? Press 1 now, if you're over 18, to give your consent to receive naughty triple X stuff from me. Or enter your credit card info now to go directly to the menu. But either way, baby, I promise that me and the other hot girls here will fulfill your dirtiest fantasies and the whole love box. Doing it. So let us spoil you now by pressing 1 or entering your credit card number.
The whole box should do this.
It, baby.
So, first of all, why does she sound like a child?
She does.
Doesn't she?
Yeah.
I just busted another button off my top.
Oh, no.
This is what it's like to have really big tits. You can't keep from ruining all your button-down shirts.
Damn it. That's how I have that trouble.
I'm not going to lie, baby. These big, juicy tits always get me the man I want.
Me too.
I'll do another button for you. And another.
She's doing them all.
Why is she still talking?
And the bra should come off, too. Much better. I really want your face in these. Tits right now by entering your credit card.
Oh, yes, exactly what you said.
So give it to me any way you want. That's right. Just enter your credit card number at any time during this message. This call will be billed at $4.99 per minute.
$5 a minute.
$5 a minute.
That's
discreetly appear in your credit card statement. A toll-free customer service.
How the fuck are they still in business?
I know, right?
Especially with like free internet porn.
Yeah.
Let's call 1-800-BIG-DICKS.
Well, I don't know how I feel about that. Big tits is lighthearted and funny. Big dicks, though, I'm not too sure about it.
I don't even know if this is a real number. I've never tried calling it. Oh.
With triple X action with hot, horny college students, housewives and girls next door waiting right now to get off with you. Oh, yeah, baby. So many ways to get off. Just
69 cents per minute. That's a little better than
that's
big
much
tits.
Less.
Yeah. Honestly, I kind of feel like it's worth it to talk to them for like 5 seconds.
Yes.
Like, don't you think it would be really funny if like Granny called one of these?
Yes, but how? We have to put the credit card in, and we don't have our credit cards here.
I would fucking die, though. That would be epic. Who's the funniest person? Like we could only, we'll only do it for 5 minutes. Because that's like, okay, big dick, 1-800-BIG-DICKS was how much? 89 cents per minute?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's $5 for 5 minutes of entertainment. That's worth it.
I feel like they charge you like $800, though.
No way.
I bet they do.
No way. They can't lie. Do you feel like it's shady?
I feel like it's shady.
Do you feel like it's shady to give them your credit card
I feel
number?
Like it's shady to
but
give
you
your credit card number.
Do you also feel like that would possibly be one of the funniest calls ever?
Well, we
Granny
should look
having
at
phone sex? But, or is it Helen that's funnier?
I think Granny. But the thing is that we need to find a reputable one.
My vagina's still dry. Keep going. Oh, come on. This is all you got. Because they need to keep you on the phone.
Yeah.
Will you watch Murray with me? Ooh, yeah. Who's the father? Tell me who the father is. Ooh, yeah. I'm touching my anus hole right
now. I mean, you can do that if you want.
It's just funny because, like, we're paying them to stay on the line.
I would like to do that, but I would like to find a good one that won't charge us $800.
Well, I don't know how to do that. And is that just an irrational fear?
Maybe. I don't have my credit card here, though. Do you?
No. But, guys, would you want to see that? I think you would. All right.
Yeah, comment. Yeah, they're going to, aren't they? We have to do that next week. I don't even have my credit card
That's
or anything.
That's fine. Okay, guys, we're about to go live on Facebook, and we're going to be taking suggestions for prank phone calls.
Do you want to give me the number?
Because we're children. I don't have any number yet. Okay, so we're doing this.
Wiggly woo, Dun, 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 wiggly woo. Sting Facebook Live.
We're on Facebook Live, yeah! Everyone. Hey, guys. What's going boop, 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 boop,
boop. Oh, it's the same one as last time. The old guy with the hat on.
Actually, no. We did the flowers.
Oh, yeah. You were going to do this.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Hey, everyone. Come on in. Come on in.
Come on in.
Hey,
come
Katie.
On in. Yeah, Katie. Yeah. People Allie. Are commenting. Yeah, Jasmine yeah. The comments is working. Sometimes the comments
Bill
don't work.
Draper. Boop, Lauren boop, Stevenson, boop, what's up? Boop, Bill Draper, boop, good evening boop, again. Shelly Johnson boop, in the house. Kaylin Ray, I love you too. Cassie Lovinger, Stacey Lee, you're all so wonderful and pretty. Oh my God, that was such a good song.
Wasn't it? It was yeah. the best song anyone's ever done.
All right, guys, so we're going to make some prank calls because we're children and we're never going to grow up. Because why? Why are we going to grow up? Why can't we just make prank calls?
Can't we just live in harmony?
Steven's got a song for everything. Yeah. Everything we're doing, he just turns it into a song. Literally everything. I'll be like, did the dog go? I'll be like, did the dog go outside? And he'll be like, he went to both. He went to both.
He really went to both.
He went to both. He went to both. He really, really went to both. I'm like, why? Why do you have to sing a song about our fucking dog taking a shit?
Oh, Jesus, why'd you have to say that?
All I want to know is, did our dog go? No. He went to both. He went to both. He really, really went to both.
He really, really went to
okay,
both.
Okay, that is literally my life. Steven's just scoring. When he's not scoring a movie, he's scoring our dog pissing out on the front lawn.
I love my shoes. I love my shoes. I really, really love my shoes.
So, like, after Steven and I have sex, he'll be like, I came, and it felt so good. No, Steven, you don't have to sing that.
Oh, I do sing that. In my head, I do, in my brain.
I came, my ball sack is missed.
I never talk about my ball sack after sex. Oh, that's sick.
Okay. We're getting some awesome, probably advice from you guys. All right. Oh, fuck yeah. You should call two different Chinese restaurants on a three-way. That is so funny. We should call a Chinese restaurant, though.
Yes.
Should we call a Chinese restaurant?
Yeah. I've got my phone here. I'm all charged.
What should we do on the Chinese restaurant?
I thought you were going to...
Oh, I had some other ideas,
too. I thought you were going to do the singing.
All right. We're going to call a voice coach first, because I think that's really funny to call a voice coach and tell him that I want to audition for American.
Who are you going
to
do it as? Ivy or Hannah or Heather or... Who's going to do it?
I'll do it as Ivy.
Yes.
It's either Ivy or, like, someone that can't really speak English very well.
Oh, okay.
I kind of think it's funny if I'm like foreign.
Okay.
Like Korean or something.
Oh, Svetlana. Yeah, okay. I've got it. Right.
Svetlana.
Yeah, Svetlana.
Whoa, I'll be Russian.
Yes.
Okay, guys, I'm going to play a Russian woman who's calling a voice teacher. Jesse, okay, we're doing that now. Do you have the number?
Yes. Okay. Wait. Oh, you wanted me to get the number.
So,
I thought you had the number.
All right, then you film me.
I thought you had the number. Oh my God. I said, I don't want to have this computer online in case it crashes. And you're like, oh, why don't you at least do that? Ooh, hello everyone. Ask for the cream of some young guy. Order pizza at a Chinese restaurant. Ashley, Jessica, Jamie.
That's fun.
When you call, but wait, you made my mum do that. Do you remember?
What did I make your mom do?
You
again?
Made my mum call the use Granny for the voice coach, says Wade.
Oh yeah. Okay.
That's good, isn't it? I think that the Granny will be good, yeah. Hello, Rochelle. Hello, Raim. Hello, Brian. Hello, Mike. Farinelli. Hello, Rebecca Lynn.
Okay, this chick looks funny.
Call the
Damn,
White House.
Her number's not there though.
Hi, Kathy from Canada. We are going to have fun. Any minute now, it's going to be fun.
I'm looking up the number.
I know.
Say hi to everyone.
Thomas Ochi says, I'm going to grab my Cheetos because this should be fun.
Okay, guys.
Pretend you're a cable company and say they're getting charged for all the skin or armor someone ordered on their account. That's funny.
I'm sorry. I thought you had the number.
No, I thought you had the number.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
He went to birth.
Shh, babe.
Do my song.
Babe, please. Guys, should I be...
Someone's saying be Helen. Other people are saying be Granny. Oh, God. This is always makes me laugh. Here we go. Love you too, Jomie. Hi, Michelle. Hi, Danielle. Hi.
Hello, and thank you for calling.
Oh, no. Please leave
a message with your name and number, and we'll get back to you as soon as possible.
Should I leave a message?
At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up.
Because you just know they're going to get it.
More options. To leave a callback number, press 5.
Hi, my name is Jen Kai calling, and I want to call because I'm auditioning for American Idol. I want to audition for American Idol, so if you could call me back. If you could call me back, but first, before you call me back, I want to see if I'm good enough, so I'll sing your song. Do, 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 my neck, my back, lick my pussy and my crack. Hey, my neck, my back, lick my pussy and my crack. First you got to put your neck into it. Don't stop, just do it, do it. Then you roll your tongue from the crack back to the front. Thank you.
Okay.
I just want to point out that Helen is also getting filtered behind you, which is really funny.
Oh my God, that's hilarious.
Oh, no.
Who's so that was just a voicemail, guys. All right. Let's call. What else are they saying? Restaurant. That's really funny.
Call a random job and call off. Does that mean when you say you can't come in?
That's really funny.
Wendy's!
Chinese restaurant.
Okay.
So what should I say at the Chinese restaurant?
Somebody said earlier on you should ask for pizza.
Okay.
Okay, guys. What should she say at the Chinese restaurant? Maggie May, Helen is getting filtered. That is pretty funny. I noticed that too. Your Helen picture's getting filtered. Everyone is laughing because Helen's getting filtered. Okay. I know, right? Katie, the filter is going crazy here. Call Pizza Hut with a stutter.
I'm calling the Chinese restaurant, you guys.
Okay, here we go.
So should I just be like, ask if they're hiring? No. Should I just make orders? I'll just make orders.
Yeah.
Who should I be? Should I be foreign?
Granny.
Can I better nap you?
Hello, I was wondering if I can make a delivery. Is your delivery on?
Hello?
Hi, I was wondering if I can make a delivery.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You don't deliver?
Yeah, today we don't.
So, can I come into the restaurant?
What?
Can I come into the restaurant then? I'm not going to come in your restaurant. I want to come. Where's your address?
Yeah, you do have an address, right?
Is your address 2...
Well, we don't want to say the address.
1... I don't have your address. What's your address? Excuse me. Okay, do you guys serve pizza?
Yeah.
What kind of pizza do you have? Hello? 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 Hello?
Hello? Is it me you're looking for? God damn it!
Oh, can you take off the cover to my iPhone?
Yes.
Because it could... Hurt the sound.
Excuse me, guys. Just one
second. So, guys, that's 0 out of 2. We're not giving up.
We're not giving up.
So, let's, first of all, we need to...
There we go. And we're back.
I want to check messages so you guys can message me with who you want me to prank call, okay? So I'm checking my voice or my voicemail, my messages right now. Okay. My boss's name is Jason and there's his number.
Okay.
All right.
Let's do Jason.
Hello.
So, Rochelle, where does your boss work?
Where does your boss work, Rochelle? Tell us so we can say.
Tell us where your boss works, okay? And I'll call him.
What does calling out or calling off mean? People are saying that and I've never heard that expression before.
Derek says you can prank my mom and tell her I've been arrested. Perfect.
Okay. Lots of Canadians, LOL, fellow Canadians. How can you tell Amy Ross that there's more Canadians here?
Okay, I'm calling Derek's mom.
Okay. Well, calling out is when you call in sick. Thank you, David Roach.
Damn, Derek, your mom didn't answer.
Ah, we're going to get there because we've had so many that didn't pick up.
Amy Jo says, my coworker has been going through hell at work. He works construction. His name is Bradley. Call him and tell him you need your pipes. Your pipes need inspecting.
But the thing is, people don't pick up numbers that they don't recognize, I feel like, these days.
Oh, how about call our employee, Thomas? He's hard to prank. Chelsea, where does your employer or employee work? Call our employee, Thomas.
We should do Wendy's as well because we had good luck with Wendy's.
That's fine. I can do that. But, oh, guys, if any one of your friends or family members are at work, give me their number because then they have to pick up because they're working.
And then we can ask for them. We can ask for them. We can say their actual name and then they have to pick up.
Do you understand that I am getting hundreds of messages right now? Call my grandma.
Honestly. They're all coming in here too, so
but
I can see this.
Granny should call Granny and be like, we went to high school together.
Yes!
You bitch, you stole my man.
But the thing is that I think we should do Wendy's so that we get, you know, so that we can get a good one going.
Okay.
He went to
both. There's so many guys. I'm going to get to it. If any of your friends or family or anyone is working, give me their work number and where they work so I can call them and they'll have to pick up because they're working, right? I mean, you know, if it's like customer service or anything. Okay.
Okay. Okay. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go.
Are you okay?
Yes, I'm fine. I get excited when these happen. I'm going to be sick. I do get excited when these happen. But I also feel sick.
How is Wendy's busy?
What about McDonald's? Try again.
Busy.
Ah.
I'm calling another Wendy's.
Okay. Thanks, Hope Marie. We love you too. Okay, there's a lot of people ringing up, giving numbers, but the people have got to pick up. That's the thing. Yeah, here we go. Here we go. I'm going to be sick.
Hello,
Steve. I'd like to make a reservation for three.
I'm sorry?
I'd like to make a reservation for three.
Okay, your phone keeps cutting out. You'd like to know what?
I said I'd like to make a reservation for three. For three people. Hello?
Okay, I'm sorry. Okay, okay, let's try this one more time. Now, what were you saying?
Yes, this is Ava Andrews calling. Hello?
Who is this?
Ava Andrews. Do you remember?
What can I do for you?
Yes, I was wondering if I could make a reservation for 8 p.m. tonight for three people.
This is Wendy's. We don't take reservations.
Oh, so you're telling me you're completely booked?
No, ma'am. This is a fast food restaurant. We don't take reservations.
Well, when is the next availability you have? Because I've heard wonderful things.
Okay, you can walk in the door at any time, ma'am. There is no reservations required. This is a fast food restaurant, not a sit-down restaurant.
Now, is there a dress code?
All right, okay, this is a prank phone call, and I'm going to turn it into the police. Thank you very much.
This is not a prank phone call, sir. This is Ava fucking Andrews. Hello?
I love how mad he got.
He got mad.
He got really mad.
He got mad.
Okay. Oh, my God. There are so...
I know, I can't keep track of it.
All right, guys, I'm calling another number.
Oh, God.
Morgan says, call my ex-husband.
Well, he's not going to pick up because he's not going to know what the number is.
Okay. Rosie,
I feel your pain, Sarah.
Rosie says, you should totally message my husband, Chris. He was with me when we watched your last set of prank calls. I guarantee you he wouldn't think it was you guys. Right now, he's at work at Office Depot. I got the perfect scenario, too. Okay. Tell him your name is Victoria. Okay. I'm always messing with him about the Victoria's Secret commercials when they come on. I tell him he's got a girlfriend, Victoria.
But then he's going to know that it's a prank call, though, isn't he?
I'd like to just call a guy and pretend to be, all right, hurry, they close at 9. All right, I'll call. But I don't know who. Okay, I'll be Victoria.
I'll be Victoria for you.
I'll be a crazy ex-girlfriend, Rosie.
Oh, Gina says text people. They always call back after you text.
Yeah, but then they have our number.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I feel sick again.
Thank you for calling Office Depot. Chris speaking.
Hey. Hey there. Hey, it's Rosie.
Hey.
How are you, babe?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. When are you coming home?
Gonna be a while.
Like how long?
I don't know. This doesn't sound like you.
What are you talking about? I've got a cold. Do you have one or no?
No, I can't talk right now.
Babe, just talk dirty to me. Come on. What are you doing with your dick? Babe, it's Rosie. Come on. Come on. I'm holding my titties right now. Oh, Chris.
Oh, no, I thought he'd hung up and I laughed. Oh, God, I must have ruined my room in that one.
Rosie, I just want you to know that Chris thought that I was you for like a minute.
He did. Oh, that was Rosie. That, I see. That's a good one.
I was pretending to be his wife.
I like it. I like it.
And then
it.
He got like so freaked out. There was just this moment where he was like, this doesn't sound like you. Should I call back? Babe.
No. I'm going to have to hold my tongue, though. Okay, I'm putting the t-shirt in my mouth.
No, it's okay. I won't get him fired. All right. Amy Cho, my coworker's been going through hell at work. Oh, okay. All right. Buck's Pizza. Ask for Debbie. That's my sister.
Okay, let's do this. Let's do this.
Clearfield Buck's Pizza. My name's Justin.
I may help you. Hi, Justin. I'd like to make a delivery, please. Order?
We don't have delivery here.
Okay, so I should just come into the store?
Yeah.
Hey, I was wondering, is Debbie working right now?
Deb?
Yeah.
Yeah, she is.
Oh, cool. Can I talk to her for a sec?
Yeah, sure. Just to let you know, we kind of quit taking orders at 9.
Oh,
I can go grab her for you, okay?
Maybe Debbie can help me out, yeah.
Alrighty, hold on.
Oh, I like him, he's nice. Oh, what a nice man. Oh, I like him. I'm gonna die. Oh. I'm gonna be sick and I'm gonna die as well. I don't feel very well.
I'm going to be an angry girl that says that she hit on
my Okay. Esmeralda says...
Hello?
Hey, Debbie?
Yeah?
Hey, this is Sarah Wilkinson calling. Do you know who I am?
No.
Okay, I'm just calling because I saw that my boyfriend had been commenting on your pictures on Facebook, and I was just wondering if there's something going on that I should know about.
Are you fucking serious?
No, I wish that I wasn't serious, but I saw your pictures by my boyfriend's nightstand with some white juice on there, and I want to know what that's about.
Who's your boyfriend?
Oh, really? Okay, his name's Randy. You know who I'm talking about. How long have you been talking to Randy?
What?
How long?
I don't even get on Facebook. Look, bitch. Don't start no shit with me. I don't even know who you're talking about.
Debbie,
The only Randys I know are my brother and my nephew. So,
then,
you are calling me at work and one more time, and I am filing charges.
Well, then I want to just let you know that your brother has pictures of you naked next to the... Hello, Debbie?
God.
Debbie was... Your sister was not... She's like, look, bitch.
Yes, she launched... She went with both barrels straight out of the gate. Oh, my God. She said that she was angry.
I call back?
White juice, says Misty Dawn. Oh.
Should I call back?
Oh, I'm going to actually be sick if you call back. But, yeah, why not? Oh, God.
She's like, Randy, look, bitch.
Oh.
I like how savage she was.
Oh, I want to do another voice coach. Do an LA one this time. Perhaps.
Here's the thing about the voice coaches. It's already 6 p.m.
I'm going to be sick. Oh.
Call my friend Jimmy at Family Dollar in Ohio. Perfect. What?
There's so many that... okay, here we go. White juice. I feel like it's white juice all over.
White juice.
Oh, what?
I don't want to go to Family Dollar. 4 hours. Please press 1. For our store address, please press 2. If you'd like to speak to a member of
yes.
your team,
Hey, Shante. How long are you guys open?
10:00.
Okay, great. Do you guys have vases for flowers?
We have really the small ones, like for a dollar.
Okay, cool. How much?
They're a dollar.
Okay, cool. Do you
Let me make sure that we have some.
Oh, thank you so much.
Hello.
She's making sure. Granny's good.
Do you guys still...
Yeah, we still have some.
Okay, wonderful. Do you guys have chocolate?
Chocolate?
Yes.
Yeah, we sell candy.
Perfect. Do you have... do you guys have plastic cups for coffee?
Yes, we do.
Perfect. How much are those?
Those range from a dollar to like $3 or $4.
Okay. Do you guys have area rugs?
Yes, we do.
Awesome. Do you guys have white paper? Just computer paper?
Yes, we do.
Perfect. Do you guys have lamps?
Yep.
Awesome. Do you guys have side tables?
No.
Okay. Damn it. Fuck. Do you guys have, picture frames?
Yeah, we do.
Do you have dildos? Vibrators? Butt plugs.
Oh, you went to dildos too quick.
I did.
Oh.
I went too quick.
Oh, you went too quick to dildos.
I went too quick to dildos.
She was with us for a while.
She was with us. I went too quick to dildos.
People are saying their faces are hurting from laughing, so I'm glad they're enjoying it.
Okay, call another business because they have to pick up.
Oh, yeah. The businesses are good because they have to pick up. Oh, goodness me.
All right.
Oh, God.
Okay, prank my coworker, security at a hotel. Someone is at the phone 24/7.
Okay, this is bound to work.
All right.
If this doesn't work, I'm going to...
What's the hotel, Chad?
Yeah, Chad. What's the hotel, Chad? Tell us what the effing hotel is, Chad, or we're going to get very upset with you. We're going to come down there. We're going to stick that very small farmyard animal.
All right, I'm calling this hotel. Do you have any rooms available? And then make it like just like shady what they're doing in there or something like that, or...
Yeah, or Granny wants to rent the room for an hour. Or Helen wants to rent the room for an hour.
Yeah, okay.
Lean Loss Prevention, this is John. May I help you?
Hi, John. Do you guys have any rooms available for the subject?
I'm sorry?
Do you guys have any rooms available for the subject?
Do we have what?
Do you guys have any rooms available for the suite for tonight?
This is the hotel security office. You'd have to call Marriott Reservation.
Well, I'm actually calling security because I saw something like a little shifty at the Marriott, and so I just wanted to check in and make sure that it was whatever. I just wanted to like check in with you and just make sure everything was cool. So have you noticed any like shifty behavior at the Marriott or no?
Not really. Who is this?
Sorry?
Who is this?
This is Helen. And I was calling because I've noticed like, do you want to know what I saw? I'm supposed to report it to you, right?
Yeah, who is this?
Okay. Helen Horvath.
I'm sorry?
Helen Horvath. So, basically, I was staying there, and I saw, like, heard some noises, and I thought it was weird, and I walked out, and then the noise got louder, and it was like, like that. And I was like, okay, like, I get it. Like, people go to hotels to, like, rub one out or whatever, or like, you know, just like, because they want to like... Hello? Say that again, please.
I'm sorry?
Can you say that again? Were you talking to me, Helen?
No.
Okay, cool. And who am I speaking with?
My name is John.
Hey, John. Okay, cool. So anyway, I noticed that, like, there were some weird noises, and then, like, when I walked out, there's, like, this old lady, and she had, like, leather on, and she had, like, two suitcases. Could you write this down, please?
When was this?
This was earlier this morning. She had two, she had two suitcases, okay, and then she had leather, like, a leather thong on. Disgusting, didn't want to see that, but her buttocks was sagging, and... like, gross, really gross. You could see her, like, camel toe area. Anyway, not to give you too many details, but that's what I had to see. And if you're security, then you should see it. So anyway, it's like an 82-year-old. She's holding two suitcases. She's got a thong on. And she said, thanks for the money, baby. So, and she was walking off. Then she tripped and she fell. Okay, her thong, like, fell down because it was, like, baggy on her. Fell down to her knees. Now you could see full like full vagina area. This is right on like I think the fourth floor, and so now I'm helping this lady up. Whatever.
What floor?
I think it was the fourth floor. What floor is the pool on again? I don't even know.
Okay, yeah, it's not on the fourth floor. I think you might be talking about the wrong hotel.
Oh, I don't. The Renaissance.
Yes, is it?
Yeah. So no, that's the right hotel. Anyway, so she's like. Like, on the floor, she's like, can't...
Can you hold on for a moment?
Yeah, 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 go ahead. If you need to call someone, because, yeah, she's
much
like...
longer.
Okay, it's on mute. What should I say?
Oh, God!
What happened next?
What's he doing? Why is he...
He said, hold on.
Wonder what he's doing. What should we do next, guys? Tell us what to do next.
What should Granny have done? Okay, I'm going to say that, like, six midgets came out of the...
But don't say midgets.
No,
little people. Ugh. John. What are you doing, John?
He's putting me on hold.
He's putting us on hold. We're busy people, John. Can't you tell? Oh. Oh, I feel sick, but I'm laughing and I weed a bit at the same time.
Wait, should we be on the fourth floor? And then you'd be like, hey, are you reporting me?
Okay, I'll do that. Oh, Why do I feel like...
Oh, no, I'll be granny, too.
Yeah, yeah, you do, yeah. Oh, I'm going to be sick. Oh.
I wonder what he's doing.
Yeah, I wonder what he's doing. What's John doing? Whether it's exploring the forbidden city of... The suitcase was left behind, says Holly. Oh, that's a good one.
Okay, ma'am?
Yes, yes, hello.
Okay, yeah, we haven't had any issues, like, reported by today.
Okay. Well, I'm here now, so I like, literally see if you want to talk to the woman, because she's still on the floor. Hold on. Ma'am?
Hello?
Can you talk to security, please?
Who the fuck is that?
Please, just talk to security.
Fuck, give me the fucking phone!
Hello? Hello?
Hi.
Hello? Yeah.
Oh, my eyes are watering. Oh, God.
That was good, though, Chad.
That's a good one.
Because you know what? He had to call the Renaissance and be like, is there an 82-year-old laying on the
floor
naked with two suitcases? So he definitely had to do that. Okay. We got to get like two more in.
Oh.
What
no, I just
say?
No. Okay, what's happening, everyone? What are we gonna? Who are we gonna call now?
He totally believed that.
He did.
He 100% believed that.
I wonder why he put
that.
Us on hold. Oh, Gwyn Pierce just came and said he'll answer, but I didn't know what he said before. What'd you say before that, Gwyn? 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 Call a tattoo parlor.
Call my boyfriend. He's a public defender. You can make up anything. He'll answer.
Kim Kardashian. That's a good one to try and be. But then people might think that it's not.
Oh my God. You guys, there's so many. There are so many.
Jimmy John's. Call Jimmy John's and ask for the assistant manager. Assistant manager? Why the assistant manager, whoever just
you
said
guys,
that?
This is overwhelming. There's like hundreds. Who was the other we were going to call? Voice coach and then Wendy's.
Kyra's
I'm going to call
tattoo.
Another Chinese restaurant.
Okay, what are they saying?
There's just so many, you guys.
Oh God!
Just imagining Granny like being an escort.
Well, who are we calling? Who are we calling?
Chinese restaurant.
Okay. That Chinese... Okay.
What, it didn't work last
time? No, let's do it. Let's do it. Miranda says, my fiancé, Josh. Thing is, Miranda and everyone else that's messaging us people, they don't pick up because they don't know what the number is.
Hi there. I'd like to make delivery.
Sure. Hold on one second.
Oh, thank you.
Hello?
Hi, I'd like to make delivery.
Okay, yes. Our delivery is very busy, so take about 45 minutes to 1 hour. Is that okay for you?
That's fine. I just had
snack.
Yeah, I just had snack
now. Only about 10, 15 minutes.
You said what? You said what?
I said you will pick it up. You will pick up the food only about 10 minutes.
You pick up 10 minutes?
You
pick 10 minutes? Our delivery?
Okay,
what's your
phone number?
Can I have, do you guys have chicken wings?
Chicken wings? Yes.
Do you have chicken rings?
You say chicken wings.
No,
right?
Chicken rings.
No, I don't quite understand. I'm
do you
so
have
sorry.
Chicken wings? Chicken rings.
Give me one second.
Oh, sure.
Hello?
Hi,
yeah,
do you guys
how can
have,
I help you?
Do you have chicken rings?
Fried chicken wings.
No, chicken rings.
Yeah, you talk about chicken wings, right?
Chicken rings, I said.
Yeah.
Okay. No fried, just chicken rings.
We don't have it.
No fries, chicken rings. Do you have that?
No, we don't have chicken wings.
You don't have chicken rings.
Yeah, no.
But the other man just said you had chicken rings.
What fried chicken wings?
I do not want fries, I want chicken rings.
We don't have it.
You just said you had fried chicken ring. I said, I don't want fries, I want chicken rings.
We don't have chicken wing.
Okay, but
fried.
Why? I don't want fries. I want chicken rings, please.
I don't have it. We don't have it.
You just said you had chicken ring.
Yeah, chicken wing, but fried.
No fries. I don't want like potato. I'm allergic to potato. I blow up like balloon. Please, I like chicken ring, no fries. Okay. I need 6 order chicken ring, no fries. Hello? 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 Hello?
That was good up to that point as well.
It was good up to that point.
Let's do one more.
All right, one more, guys.
One more, last one.
All right. I really wanted, like, I really like the idea of calling, like, a guy and just being really, just calling and just acting like I know, okay, we work at a car dealership. Okay, car dealerships are good because they really want to sell you a car.
Yes, and a lot of people are saying do Heather. Well, actually, they haven't seen much of Heather until now, but a lot of people are saying Heather now.
The problem with Heather is...
people don't know what she's saying.
Okay, then let's do it.
No, I'm saying that's the problem.
Thank you for calling. Your call may be recorded for quality assurance purposes.
Thank you for calling Thompson's Auto Center. If you know your party's extension,
I'm gonna
you can dial it at any time. To reach our sales department, press 1. To reach the service department, press 2.
Wait while I transfer your call.
Oh, I'm gonna be sick.
Jessica and Dale, how can I help you today?
Hi, Jessica. So I was interested in purchasing a vehicle, and I was heard good things about your dealership.
I'm sorry, say that again?
I said I was interested in purchasing a vehicle, and I heard good things about your dealership.
All right, well, what's your name?
My name's Helen.
Helen?
Yeah, Helen. What's your name?
All right. Jessica.
Hi, nice to meet you, Jessica.
All right, and what is it exactly that you're looking for?
Well, I was looking, I just want, like, a car that, like, basically, like, works well, and I don't know, I was, what kind of, like, I could go Jeep, I could go Datsun, I could go Chrysler, I could go Lada, I could go Lagonada, I could go Spangler cars, I could go Minis, I could go Polsky Flats, Fords, Toyotas. I mean, I'm open. What kind of cars do you have? Fiats?
I mean, one sec.
Sure, no problem.
I'm having to stick this towel in my mouth for these, and it's actually working out quite well because I don't laugh. Oh. Say you want a sex wagon. Oh, something.
Okay, so what exactly are you looking for?
So I said, like, I'm very open. What kind of cars do you have?
I have all kinds of...
Perfect.
Is this Helen
Horvath? Yes, it is.
It is?
Yes, it is.
Well, I would be more than happy to help you.
Oh, God!
Oh, my... How did you know?
My coworker here with your video pulled up.
Oh, oh my God.
No!
That is hilarious.
Oh, God. Stop it. Oh, God.
Woo. Well, girl, it was so nice to phone meet you.
What a nice thing to happen to us.
What a nice thing to happen. I was literally
just to let you know, like, our dealership. Yeah. Like on daily basis, so.
Yes.
That means so much.
We love
you. Thank
you. We actually love you.
Yay! Well, thanks so much, girl. That's so hilarious. Oh my god! I'm like, how did you know? She's like, I'm watching
you. My message. I love you so much.
Love you guys. I'm so.
Thank you,
girl. Bye.
Thank you. Bye. Love you. Bye. Nice. Oh, that was a nice way to end.
That's hilarious.
That was really funny.
We got some good ones.
We got
in
some
there.
Good ones there, people. So we're going to put it all in a nice podcast. Tell them about the stuff they missed. The live people.
Huh? What do you mean the stuff they missed?
The live people missed some of the lovely podcast before we went on live.
Oh, yeah. So, guys, there's, like, a bunch of the podcasts that we weren't recording for. So,
If you download it, well, it's available on Monday.
Monday is going up. Yeah, episode 16. Yet. Can you imagine? All right,
guys, we're going to do a bunch more prank calls. Today was hard because a lot of people didn't answer.
You know what? We went too late. We went on too late today.
Yeah, we should have gone earlier. We're going to try 3 p.m. Yeah. Pacific Central.
Pacific Central?
Wait, Pacific. Pacific Standard.
No, let's do Pacific Central.
Pacific Standard Time.
Yeah.
We'll try. And then next time, 3 o'clock, not 5, because then that way businesses are open. So, yeah, that'll be good.
3 o'clock Pacific Standard Time.
This was so fun, guys. I have so many messages from you guys. So I'm going to look through and find some good... find some good messages, and we'll do some more prank calls.
Don't forget to save it. That's to Laura.
Guys, alrighty, love you guys. Until next time. So don't end that.
We're not going to end this.
We're going back to the podcast now. Bye.
Bye. The first time we did this, guys, we didn't save the video. And do you know how hard it is to get a Facebook Live video onto your hard drive? It's very, very tricky. So now I have to say, make sure you save it.
So, yes. Okay. So, yeah, we just finished doing the prank calls, obviously. We just finished doing our Facebook Live. I think my favorite from today was when the girl was like, bitch,
yeah.
The only Randy I know is my nephew and my brother.
Yeah, that was funny.
Bitch. I will fuck you. Like, she was like Helen, really savage.
Helen to the security guard. That was really nice too.
I liked Helen to the security guard. I liked that girl just going off at me. That was really funny.
That's really
And then
funny.
Granny in the dollar store had real potential.
Yes, like, Granny's good. People are like are happy to talk to Granny because she's old.
Yeah,
I feel like
the list was really funny. Like, I wanted Granny to just keep asking, "Do you have this? Do you have that?"
Yeah,
and I should have kept going. Yeah. And gotten to dildo later.
Yes, dildo. You dropped the dildo bomb too quick.
You think so?
I think so.
But I didn't want it to get boring.
No.
So I was like, I need to up what I'm asking for to make it funnier.
I thought it was funny when it was just mundane things, just lots of them.
Yeah, just like lots of money.
Yeah, and then you could go to the dildo at the end.
Yeah. All right, guys. Well, thanks for listening. And make sure to subscribe to the podcast and rate it 5 stars and comment.
I want to say thank you to everyone that downloaded this week and made it our biggest one ever. This week being episode 15 is our biggest downloaded ever one. So thank you so much for downloading.
Yeah, that was awesome. That was awesome. And we were so excited. So I think that, going live and doing the pranks are like a fun new addition to it. And people seem to love it. So,
hell yeah.
All right, guys, until next week. Love you all.
Bye.